Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and talk about their problems. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand Freud.
Time to work out your problems.
Oh, man, homie.
Which therapist you need?
My mind is playing tricks on me.
888-429-0941. Therapy Thursday.
Did you go to Hollywood Upstairs Medical College, too?
Which therapist you need? Therapy Thursday. Now on Wild 94.1.
I understand therapy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Therapy Thursday is on Wild 94.1 this morning, 888-429-0941. If you want to call in, Dr. Davi is able to take a few patients.
I'm ready.
Meredith MD is seeing new patients as well.
What's going on?
With a copay, you can see Orlando BGYN. Either way, come on in. And any questions, we can try and answer with a good 60-second session. Let's see, who's up first?
I have one. It says it's for all three. My boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years, but I've known him for 7. My son, who is also 7 years old, is not his biological son. However, he has always had a great relationship with him until I had our daughter, who is now 2 years old. He is 45, and this is his first child. I am at a point where I'm about to leave him because nothing seems to matter except his own daughter. He doesn't treat my son the same anymore after she was born, not even me. Please advise.
Oh, that's hard. I mean, you don't want to stop the attention that you give to a child because you don't want to be inconsistent, but I do get how you can get emotionally caught up.
Attached,
you know what I'm saying?
More.
Like, you know, the new baby. That's mm-hmm. and that might be even with a child that is yours biologically, still that cute, much attention. You know, like how that kid that it feels off put, mm-hmm. like put aside a little bit.
Yeah.
So I mean, it happens. I think if you talk to him and say, "Hey, this is how it's looking," it might not feel that way. Like, don't attack him. This is new. This is first child.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Let him live, but also let him know that, hey, you know that little soul that you cared so much about 9 months ago? He's still in there, and he's, like, not getting any love.
The kid's aware. He's 7 years old. He knows what's going on. He probably feels a little abandoned.
But the dad, I'm saying the dad, let him know that you're hurting this kid in there
and
kind of remind him.
That's what I was going to say. Make sure you talk to him clearly and let him know. Use specific examples if possible. But like you said, Orlando, don't attack him, but bring it to his attention.
Be better. Do better.
Let's see here. Out of the 727, it says, for all doctors, my family is very religious and don't agree with me being gay and never want me to meet anyone. They never want to meet anyone that I date. Should I just live my life without them in it?
Oh, I don't know if cutting off your, you know, sometimes it takes a while for family members to come around. I will say that, to open their eyes a little bit more. And if you completely cut them off, I mean, I wouldn't personally do that. I wouldn't be so quick to do that. You know, just give them a little bit of time. Ask them. Be like, or one-on-one. You don't have to talk to them together. Be like, hey, I would really love to introduce you to somebody I care about. Not just a fling, not just somebody who I'm hooking up with, but somebody, you know, I could really spend my life with or have a future with. You don't want to just, if this is a big step for them and it's hard for them, then you don't just want to bring just some random in, you know, just to meet your family. If that makes sense. Like, take it seriously if they're taking it seriously. And I would definitely talk to them one-on-one and tell them how important this is to you.
I my fear is that people are so comfortable with, should I live my life without these family members? Like, we throw that out there, and mm-hmm. not for different reasons, but people are so free to throw that out there. And that's a big deal, to cut off your family because of a part that... That's almost a luxury that we shouldn't have. We shouldn't be willing to just discard family because they're old school or because they don't necessarily, they aren't as woke as you would like about this issue. So you want to walk them through it and you want to be comfortable, but ultimately you want to honor your family too. And I know you would like that utopia of everybody loving everybody, but while it's going on right now, help them, give them a little bit more time because they are older.
A little
older
push.
People move a little slower mm-hmm. and, you know, it ends up being a little bit messy, but I would say keep your family intact. Don't just discard your family because you can't, you know, you can't be as truth filled as you want to be.
Well, you still live your life. Do what you do, but
yeah, don't,
give them a little bit of time.
Don't stifle your flower. bloom. Do you?
I got a text out the 941 that says, my girlfriend and I broke up 3 weeks ago, and we can't agree on who is getting to keep our dog. Ooh. It's been a really rough argument for both of us, and no headway is being made at all. He was a rescue. We have both split any money and responsibilities for him pretty much evenly. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go with this. Who's the one, the caretaker the most of the time? Who's the one that pays for the vet bills? But it sounds like it's split.
If both of them are even, I will just tell you, I don't know who gets it, but I will tell you what doesn't work, and that's that whole sharing a pet,
right?
Pet visitation or whatever. I've seen people try that multiple times, and it always goes left as soon as that person who has the dog starts dating somebody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you don't want your dog over there. Don't have my dog over there when you got that. I mean, it's already goofy to be sharing a dog, and it's 3 days here, 3 days there. That's weird. But that even makes it worse. So don't do that.
I think if there's nobody that clearly has paid more or has more skin in the game with this dog, I think maybe the default should be who has the better accommodations for the dog.
Yeah, who has more time.
Or space.
Or whose idea was it to get the dog? If I wanted a dog and we got it and we shared it,
See, that's open for interpretation. No, I remember I said it first. No, you said it first. But I have a yard and you have a one-bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe that could be a way to kind of, you know, draw a line in the sand. I can kind of house this dog better. You don't have anywhere to put him.
Who's the more responsible one that's actually going to continue with the vet?
No,
that's also subjective and up for interpretation. But what's not is a yard. What's not is a house.
They both have little apartments.
Maybe they do.
If he got a yard, you win. Even the dog is like, I'm packed. Therapy Thursday, Dr. Davi, Meredith MD, Orlando BGYN, all in here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
To help where we can. Let's see. We got a few of them up in here.
Yep.
Wow. Let's see. Which
we
one
have
are we
one
jumping on?
Out the 863 that says, my girlfriend and hopefully future wife has quit her job. She's been home for about 2 weeks now. We just moved into a new place, paying $700 more than we were before. Mm. I'm not making the money I was making before. So now I have to work at least 20 hours of overtime just to make ends meet, which is rough. I know the provider shouldn't complain, but am I wrong for asking her to work? I went from making $60K to $32K, and I just need some advice.
So the household revenue is down.
Like almost 50%.
Dude, and the provider is allowed to complain. You're having to work more.
I heard that last week again on social media. There's a thing going around saying the provider's not. I don't know if that's a new trending thing, but I've seen that like a couple times.
I disagree. You're allowed to complain about working more and getting paid less and all that stuff. And as a girlfriend or a good wife, you should be able to listen to that, hear what's going on, step up off the couch and go get a job.
They got a lot of jobs out there right
now.
You got to be able to do something.
You can't let your family
sick. To make some sort of money. Maybe it ain't doing what you were doing. But you could do something.
I think you and your lady need to sit down and make a plan together. A plan from different jobs that are available to scheduling and show her the budget. Be 100% transparent, especially if this is, you said, hopefully future wife. You can't really build a future with somebody that has no aspirations of a better life.
But that doesn't want to help.
I'm side-eyeing anybody who quits their job without telling their partner. That irks me at a different level. Like, because you basically thumbed your nose at the household.
Yeah.
We need this, both of us making this 60 to stay above float. And you just say, I quit.
Rent is expensive.
See?
Two weeks is enough for you to like, okay, get up and let's go find something.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Tell her to tap in on the Freak Show and we'll tell her ourselves.
Okay. I got one for you guys. Freaks, I was in the mood yesterday, so I went on my phone and was searching my usual sites when I pulled up this one video and was shocked to see it was my friend and his girl. Yes, I watched it for a little while. I had to make sure that it was actually them. but I don't know if I should tell him.
I had to make sure it was them. I had to look close.
Should I tell them that I saw it?
No.
Why not?
No.
I think you should tell them.
No.
But you don't want to.
Why? Because... Why does anybody need to know? I mean, other than people who listen to this radio show, but why do people need to know you watch porn?
Well, I mean, because if your friend doesn't know that it's up there.
Oh, they know.
Maybe
they
don't.
Put it up there.
Maybe one of the partners put it up and didn't tell them. I think it should be brought to your attention.
I saw a friend on P-Hub, and they were doing their business. And I didn't know. I knew who it was when I saw him.
Right.
But I didn't think that I needed to tell them that it was up there. I think they pretty much posted it up.
Did you keep watching it?
What do you mean?
Did you... keep watching the whole thing.
I mean, why is that important?
I'm just asking. It sounds like you did.
It was kind of rude to cut the movie off. I wanted to see it, so if I did talk to
them. If you're going
to
watch it, you should.
I think if there's
a... good angles, Mary.
If there's a chance that your friend doesn't know that it's up there, if they have an account and they uploaded it themselves, that's one thing. But if it's a chance that they might not know that it's floating around the internet, then I think you should bring it to their attention.
This educated me because I didn't know people could upload stuff.
Yeah,
to porn
their own content.
Yeah, I didn't know they could do that. So you know, you could have an account.
You can have an account.
You do have an account. The way you say yeah.
No, I don't have a Pornhub account, but I'm aware that that's how it works.
All right,
let's see here, Meredith. This is for you. It says, "Is a friend ever supposed to come between you and who you date? His so-called best friend and me don't get along. I think she's doing too much. She calls, she texts all the time, and stops by all the time as well. I said something, and so now I guess me and her don't officially get along. Like, I want to be over it all, but I'm really feeling him. What am I supposed to do?"
You don't have to be super tight with his friends or her friends, but it is nice to get along with people he cares about and have known for a while. So I would try to work on that relationship a little bit if you can. I mean, it doesn't have to happen overnight, but it is important that people can actually hang out in the same room, or you're just not showing up you're texting that person when they're hanging out. That's too much stress and too much drama. You need to be in a relationship where you feel comfortable, you know, what he or she is doing. Now, I will say, I went through this and I had to cut a friend off because she wasn't so cool with me, with my man, Anthony, and it just did not work out. So I saw that. I tried for years and she just didn't like him for some reason. She would always talk bad about him and all that stuff. And so I cut off the relationship, and it's better than that, because you need to be around people that are supportive at the same time. But that took a long time. It wasn't overnight.
Okay. Yeah. Does it matter that she's a girl?
Well, I mean, she needs to calm down and not text him 24/7 when he's hanging out with his.
But I'm
his
saying, if it's your boy,
forever.
If it's your boy and your boy hitting you all the time, that's your boy.
Right.
If it's your best friend who's a girl hitting you all the time, does that hit different? Does it hit different in the relationship side of it if a girl is the one who is the BFF? And then nothing improper, but just too much activity.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily like that. I know everybody in this room has a different opinion about this, but I don't necessarily feel like a girl and a guy can just be best friends without something else there potentially that could happen.
Not true.
Yeah, I know, and I disagree. You guys will eventually, or you've thought about them naked, or you thought about having sex with them.
I mean,
at some point.
Listen, we've thought about every woman naked.
That's not what. That's just what.
That's
it
just
is.
A thing, though. That's just a guy thing. Obviously, you've thought of Meredith naked, haven't you?
Hey!
All right, I got another one after 8:03.
He just looked at me and was like, "Oh man!"
He didn't just look at you. He looked at you like
scan, up, down.
All right, here we're keeping the heat coming. It says, "I have temporary custody of my friend's daughter, but after a few months, I want to keep her daughter. Her daughter is very happy with me and low key didn't want to give up being the only child. Should I tell her?"
Ooh, come in between
Should
somebody.
Should you tell the friend that the daughter don't want to come back?
No, that she wants to keep her.
But...
It says her daughter is very happy and low-key don't want to give up being the only child.
Prepare yourself.
Right. So the daughter wants to stay.
Yes. Right.
And so she's like, should I tell her? So she means, should you tell
the
lady?
The friend I want to keep
your
daughter.
Your daughter wants to stay with me.
Ooh, that is a...
Oh, no.
You could destroy a lot.
I wonder why she has temporary custody of her friend's daughter. Because
I mean, you could, if you did a favor, did a solid for your friend and took care of him during the downtime, maybe that could be a conversation you have. Like, you know what? While you getting yourself together or while you handling that, why don't you just let her stay with me for, you know, consistency? Just because she's comfortable now. We don't want to move her around a lot. Try that angle. But ain't nobody ever going to appreciate, hey, your baby like me better.
Yeah, and I want to keep her.
Hell no. Like, away make sure all the too? Sharp objects are away from you and put away. When you make that kind of speech, because that'll break a heart.
Yes.
You got to tiptoe. You have to tiptoe around it. It sounds like she has really good intentions, though. I mean, she's stepping up to the plate and helping the kid and taking care of it.
Plus, you got a nice place. Like, this is much different than where I'm living. So, listen, if you're doing it for your friend, keep that, you know, that same energy. Be about your friend as you tell them this information, and I think that will help you out in that transition, all right?
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.